my philosophy and my modus operandi about this is that if somebody wants to do a JV with me, they need to give me something of value for my mailing list. I'm going to give them, for their mailing list, 18 products, 18 downloads, and also a free DVD and all of that stuff. So this way, they will appear good to their list. They'll go, it's a win-win-win. I win, I get new prospects. He wins because he's giving them something nice. They're like, hey, great, I got a new free DVD or new, you know, that Roland just emailed emailed me again. Wow, it's cool. He just managed to get this deal with Mark Anastasia, and they sent me 18 new products. Fantastic, brilliant. And so it's a win-win. It's a win for them, for the prospects on your mailing list. It's a win for you. It's a win for me. It's all just fantastic. So I ask my potential joint venture partners. I ask them to basically, if they want me to mail my list for them, it must be something. They must be giving something of value to my list, so that they will either email me a free report, or I will just log in. I will just opt in myself first and see what the free report is about. Or I will ask them to send through a DVD or something like that. I must say, there's been a few times when I haven't done this because I haven't had time to go through all that process. But I've known that three or four of my JV partners have mailed for this person. So I kind of go, well, they've mailed for them, so it must be relatively okay for me to, you know, to mail my list as well about it. As far as I'm concerned, as long as they're giving away an ebook or a CD or a DVD or a free seminar ticket or something to my list, or even if it's a sale, £97 seminar ticket of something that I know is worth way, way, way more than that, I'm cool with that. Does that make sense? Yes?
Yeah.
It's about adding value. It's about adding value. It's about giving them good content. It's about building relationships. You see, people think that, I don't know what people think, that the principles of business, the principles of good business, don't apply to an internet business. Why would they not apply? Of course they apply. Mm-hmm. For example, I promoted this Forex product, a Forex ebook or something like that, and everybody else was promoting it as well. And this is one of the top internet marketers out there. And I got a lot of emails back from clients saying, Mark, I bought it, they're not giving me a refund. Now, unless I had bought it myself and asked for a refund, I wouldn't have really, you know. But basically, so that was a little bit damaging. Also, I promoted a stock market course here, at London stock market course, which, personally, I wasn't really into the stock market and things like that. Some people were not too happy with the service they got from that company and all that. But that company had a mailing list of about 100,000 people. So I thought to myself, well, they're giving away a free seminar ticket. I'm going to get exposure to 100,000 people. I'm willing to maybe risk it a little bit to get those extra prospects onto my list. Again, it's a judgment call on your part if you want to how you want to do this. What else will I say? What else about this? Here's an interesting thing about credibility and all of that stuff. I probably get about at least once a month, I was getting for the last 3 years. Property companies were making a fortune the previous two years, selling these big £25,000 packages. We will do all of your finance. We will buy all the properties for you. Just remortgage your house. Give us £25,000. We will do all of that stuff for you, etc., etc. So, and I was getting about one a month for that. I did send one email once for a friend of mine, because it was a close friend of mine. We've been friends for like 4 or 5 years now. But other than that, because I knew that the property market was going to crash, I wasn't sending anything to do with property. In fact, I keep turning down any opportunities to do anything to do with, and have been for the last 3 years, anything to do with property investing. In 2006, here's the thing, as an ebook seller, I had a lot of free time on my hands. Because I get passive income, so I don't have to work. I love what I do, and I love working, but I didn't have to work. So I've had a lot of free time on my hands to research what's really going on in the world. All these things about what's really happening with the banking system, what's happening in the stock market, property market, etc. And back in 2006,